The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. At the beginning of each fall, when the Arctic's ice is done melting from the summer heat, the National Snow and Ice Data Center announces how much ice remains, what's called the minimum annual extent. According to this year's announcement, sea ice covered only 1.6 million square miles on September 10th. That figure ties this year with 2007 for the second lowest minimum on record. While the announcement of the ever-shrinking Arctic sea ice minimum serves as a clear visual reminder of the Earth's warming temperatures, for Arctic wildlife, the picture is more complex. All summer long, the melting ice edge unleashes a rich food source when trapped algae encounters sun-warm water for the first time in months. The resulting algae bloom attracts zooplankton and then small fish, bigger fish, and top predators such as whales, seals, and seabirds. Changes in the extent and timing of Arctic ice means a shift in food resources, to which birds are adapting and adjusting, some better than others. But the challenges are real for species from polar bears to guillemots, trying to find new ways to survive as the ice caps around them become increasingly unpredictable.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.